Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is August the 27th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ezekiel, chapters 4 to 6. God will reward those who are not defiled by this world. We read in Ezekiel chapter 4, verses 1 to 4 like this. So I, Ezekiel, said, Ah, Lord God, indeed I have never defiled myself from my youth till now. I have never eaten what is dyed of itself, or was torn by beasts, nor has the abominable flesh ever come into my mouth. Ezekiel began his public ministry in Babylon with four action sermons that declared God's judgment against Jerusalem. It was his third action sermon that emphasized the severity of the siege of Jerusalem by showing the graphic image of siege, discomfort, hunger, and defilement, all resulting from Judah's sin and departure from God. In order to lay the framework of his sermon, Jehovah God told Ezekiel to take a mixture of wheat, barley, beans, lentils, millet, and spelt, and to crush them together to make bread. During normal times, each of these foods were available in abundance. However, during the upcoming siege, supplies would be so scarce that several grains would have to be combined in order to provide enough dough to prepare a meal. So one of the purposes of Jeremiah in eating and drinking these meager rations was to display to the outside world how the city of Jerusalem would face scarcity of food and water during the siege. Another purpose of this action sermon was to show the pollution and defilement that the residents of Jerusalem would experience during the siege. The use of dried animal manure as a fuel was a common practice in the Near East. Ezekiel, as a priest and prophet of God, had been accustomed to the strictest abstinence from everything that was impure. So it was simply unthinkable for Ezekiel to use human excrement as fuel to break the bread that he was to eat. The spiritual application for us comes from the bold declaration of Ezekiel to God that he had never defiled himself from his youth until that time by eating the flesh of dead animals or those that were killed by wild beasts or any kind of impure flesh that was in conflict with the Levitical law. It is not surprising that God chose this priest to be his prophet as his mouthpiece to his people. Let us make a decision today not to love or be defiled by the world around us, as God's word defines the world in 1 John chapter 2 verses 15 to 17 like this. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. God will then lift us up to be his spokesperson, just as he had lifted up Ezekiel in the past.